USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
672,000 illegal immigrants were encountered at the southern border during the month of July, a 13% increase over June, which was a 20-year record in itself. The numbers have gone up every month President Biden has been in office. And according to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, this is all the Trump administration's fault.
Former President Trump slashed our international assistance to Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras.
Mayorkas meeting with southern border mayors and judges on Thursday, plus receiving an operational update. Phoenix, Arizona is the fastest growing of America's largest cities. New figures from the U.S. Census Bureau show the top five largest cities are now New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston, and Phoenix. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Approximately 3,000 U.S. troops are being sent to Afghanistan to assist in the evacuation of some personnel from the U.S. Embassy in Kabul as the Taliban continues its gains versus the Afghan government. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby discussing the aim of the troops' mission.
As the State Department has said, they're going to try to complete this reduction of their personnel by the end of this month. And these troops are being ordered in to help facilitate that purpose, that mission, along that timeline. I won't speculate beyond August 31st as to what the footprint's going to look like or how many troops are going to be there and what they're going to be doing.
President Biden, much like former President Trump, is pushing Congress to take steps to lower prescription drug prices. During a speech at the White House, the president saying crippling drug prices are unacceptable as the nation tries to recover from the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The USPS finalized a plan to slow down some first-class deliveries starting October 1st as part of an effort to cut costs. The plan proposed by Postmaster General Louis DeJoy in March will revise the existing 1-to-3-day service standards to 1-to-5 days. The Postal Service saying that 61% of the first-class mail would remain at its current standard. The federal agency saying delivery standards would be slower for about 7% of periodicals. DeJoy predicting in March that the Delivering for America plan would cut about $160 billion of the projected losses over the next decade. A mother has filed a complaint against her daughter's Georgia elementary school alleging that it segregated black students to give them more opportunities. Kyla Posey filing a federal discrimination complaint with the United States Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights against Mary Lynn Elementary School in Atlanta after discovering that it had been dividing students into different classes based on race. Posey saying that her daughter was grouped into a class for only black students. The Atlanta Public School District confirming they have looked into the allegations and have taken appropriate action. This comes after Georgia Governor Brian Kemp in June applauded the State Board of Education's decision to pass a resolution that says students should not be taught critical race theory in schools. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.